the city of Asheville has been roiled over the last week and a half by police footage that shows an officer beating, choking, and using a taser on a man who was stopped for jaywalking. The officer, Chris Hickman, is white. The man, Johnny Jermaine Rush, is black. The video shows an officer trainee telling Rush he warned him about jaywalking and might write him a ticket or arrest him when Hickman steps in.
Doesn't matter when you went through, he asked you nicely to stop.
All I'm trying to do is go home, man. I'm tired. I just got off of work.
Rush says the officers are harassing him. Hickman orders him to put his hands behind his back. Rush takes off on foot with Hickman in pursuit.
You know what's funny is you're going to get up hardcore. Get on the ground.
Get on the ground, Rush.
Put your hands on your back.
Hickman pushes him to the ground, hits his head repeatedly while Rush says he can't breathe. The incident happened last August, but was only made public last week when the video was leaked to the Asheville Citizen-Times. Blue Ridge Public Radio's Matt Bush has been following the case. We spoke with him earlier and asked what the reaction was from both public and city officials once the video was published.
Well, there was a lot of anger that the fact that, again, this only became public because the newspaper received the footage, which in and of itself is technically an illegal act, as this underscores a North Carolina law that police body cam footage is not public record. So this became public, and I think a lot of the anger about this was, one, why did this take more than 6 months for this, for anyone to know this publicly, this particular incident? And two, more detail about the investigation that the city police conducted into Officer Hickman and what happened to him, I think also sparked a lot of outrage because it took very long. He resigned from the force, but it wasn't until 4 months later that he resigned at a meeting where the police chief was preparing to fire him. The criminal investigation, the formal criminal investigation, started after his resignation and just wrapped up this week, and he was just formally charged with criminal charges last night. He's facing three charges, a felony charge of assault, a misdemeanor assault charge, and a communicating threats charge. He had his first court appearance this morning, and his next appearance in court will be at the beginning of April.
And actually, I'm curious, I mean, do we know if that officer, Chris Hickman, had he had any past history of violence?
So when the details, the city council here this week had to go into a special session just to vote to make public some personnel records about this particular officer. And what they found, the police did, after this incident, they reviewed 58 hours of body cam footage from Officer Hickman in other instances, not just this instance, other instances, and they found four different occasions where they said he used what they called discourteous or rude behavior toward members of the public.
And I wonder about the man, Johnny Jermaine Rush. I mean, we've heard about the officer. He's been charged now. Have we heard anything from the man and where he is now?
He has spoken to the Asheville Citizen-Times a few times. Again, they were the people that broke the story. And what we had heard, you know, some of the things came out about this, again, through some of the public records that were released this week, but also an interview he gave with the Citizen-Times about what happened immediately after that. The supervisor, Officer Hickman's supervisor, did interact with him, and under some policies that the Asheville police have for use of force, she was spoke with Officer Hickman and Johnny Rush and was told by Officer Hickman that he had hit the Johnny Rush in the head with a stun gun. And this supervisor did not report that to anybody, did not forward that information along to anyone. She also apparently viewed some of the body cam footage and did not tell anyone about this. So I think that's adding to some of the outrage that, you know, there were policies in place. There were some reforms around this, supposedly, that were put in place for the Asheville police, but it was not followed.
Have there been other instances in Asheville of police violence of this kind or other?
2 years ago, a man was shot and killed. An African-American man was shot and killed by a city police officer. No charges were brought in that case, as the gentleman did have a gun. But that still, there was still lingering resentment. There was a public meeting this week in the city where the police chief and some other city leaders were at. And there was still obviously a lot of lingering anger over that particular incident, even though no charges were filed. And I think it just sort of brought forward a lot of the other sort of underlying issues within the city of Asheville, and particularly how African-American residents of the city feel right now that this incident happened, because the police chief that's here now was brought in to bring in some reforms to this department. And there was a feeling maybe some of those were beginning to take hold, but then this incident occurred and that really seemed to undo any progress or goodwill that had been made.
Matt Bush with Blue Ridge Public Radio. Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you.